Take your Bibles, if you would, turn to the book of 2 Timothy in chapter 2. 2 Timothy in chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, we're going to begin reading in verse number 19. The Bible says this: "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Let's pray. Father, I thank You for another opportunity to preach, and I sure don't want to take it lightly. Lord, I'm quite nervous, actually, this time, Father, which I guess is a good thing. But Lord, I know that I am completely unable, unless You help me, to be able to preach or teach from Your Word. And Lord, I'm not here. I don't want to stand and preach if You're not going to be in it, and I'd rather sit down if You're not going to help. Lord, I pray that You'd help me take the thought that You put on my heart and help me to get it across the way that You put it on my heart, and then help me to sit down and shut up when You're done. And Lord, I pray that You would receive the honor and the glory for everything that's said and done, and that in this short period of time, You would use it as You see fit. Lord, I thank You so much for the preaching we've heard coming up to this point, Lord, from Thursday on. Lord, You've been dealing in my heart, and I'm so thankful for that. And because of it, Lord, I feel so unworthy to stand behind here. Lord, I can't touch preaching that was done by many of these other men unless You help me. Lord, I'm not looking to outdo anybody. I just want to preach Your Word. Lord, I know I need You, and I pray that You would have Your perfect work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me go ahead and read verse number 20 and 21 again. The Bible says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Now keep your finger there. That is where we are preaching, but I want you to read one other verse with me. Most of you should be very familiar with this. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to read this now so that we all understand where I'm attempting to go, if the Lord will help us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18. It says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." I want you to keep in mind that last phrase of that as we look back into 2 Timothy, "but be filled with the Spirit." That's a command. Now, as I'm sure all of us all know, our bodies in the Word of God sometimes can be described as a vessel. And a vessel, it's got a purpose to it. It's meant for use. It's meant to be filled, or whether it's filled with food or whether it's filled with some sort of drink, it's meant to be filled and used. And this evening, if the Lord will help me, I want to try to show us in our lives some things that need to be done if we're going to be a vessel God can use. Now, I don't have vessels of gold and silver. I'm not that rich. So I've got two plastic cups. I hope y'all let these substitute a little bit. I'm not even really concerned as much this message with the gold and the silver and the wood or the earth. All that speaks of, I guess you could say, the quality of the vessel. Verse number 20, here's what we're getting at. These vessels of gold and silver or of wood and earth, some honor the master and some dishonor the master. And here's the thing. Tonight, those of you sitting here, you're one of the two. Either you're honoring God with your vessel or your body, or if you'll let me say your life, either your life is going to honor God or it's going to dishonor Him. And there is no middle ground. God's Word is very specific. God's Word very clear when it comes to how He wants us to live and to be. Some people get very bothered by that, but it's the truth. I hope y'all have a desire for this. If you're a true Christian, you should. But I want to be a vessel that honors God. And I hope you do. If you don't, there's a problem in your heart, and we need to probably just stop right there, and you need to come down to an altar. Because there ought to be something inside you that wants to honor and please God with everything that you have, with every fiber of your being. Now, we're flesh, and we're going to fail. And there are times we're not going to be perfect. There are times we're going to mess up. And when we come to those times, thank God we have a place where we can come, ask God for forgiveness, and we can continue going on. But I want my life as a whole, when I am done with this life, I want somebody to say, that man pleased God. Not for my honor and benefit. Please don't take it that way. But I want God to be honored. I want God to be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But I don't just want to be a vessel only just that honors God, but I want to be a vessel God can fill. We know we get the Holy Spirit at salvation. But being filled with the Spirit and having Him are two different things. We've heard a lot from Thursday, really the whole youth meeting, even some, I guess, this morning, a lot of it dealing with some of the same subject. And I'm just wondering, maybe there's something God's trying to do in our church, and maybe even in my, I believe in my life for sure. I think God's wanting to do something in us, in this little church. I believe God's wanting to do a work now, and I believe He's able to do a work now if we'll become vessels that He can fill. But I don't just want to be filled by Him. I want to be a vessel God can use. I want to be a vessel God can take. Fill me with His Word. Fill me with His Spirit so that I can go and be poured out wherever it is He'd have me to be used. I want to be a tool God can use. There's maybe a few things we all should understand already about a vessel. This little plastic cup, I'm going to call it a vessel. But it has no will of its own. We do. I know that. But this vessel, this is mine. Came out of my kitchen, out of my cupboard. I paid for it with my money. I get to use it how I see fit. If I want to go take this and dig up dirt outside with it, then I can do it. It has no say in the matter. It's just a vessel. Its purpose is to serve my purpose. If I'm thirsty, I'm going to fill it with some sort of drink, probably water or sweet tea, which I happen to love. And I'm going to use it that way. If this was owned by a little kid, they might take it in the sandbox and start using it as a shovel. I mean, you can make a lot of uses out of a little cup. You can take it to a whole teen group and play that game where you stack them all. Point is, its purpose is to fill. The purpose it has to fulfill comes from the will of whoever owns it. Our lives, we know, are bought and paid for by Jesus Christ's blood. We are owned by God. And I want to be a vessel that when God says, this is what you're going to do, I want to say, yes, sir, please do it. Here's the thing. What I decide to do with my life will have an eternal impact on whether I can be used by God or whether I'm just a piece of trash. What I decide to do with my life is going to make all the difference in the world on whether or not God can use me or whether, rather, He has to set me on a shelf never to use me again. Or for us today, this gets some sort of break in it. It's going right in the trash. It's just a piece of plastic. I'm not worried about it. But how can we take our lives? We don't get to determine what God's going to do with it. Nor do we want to. But I just want to be usable. How do I take my life and make it where I can be used by God? What is something I can do to prepare myself to be a vessel God can use? Because that is each and every one of our responsibilities. It's not our responsibility to decide how God's going to use us, but rather our responsibility to make ourselves ready and available for God to use. I want to deal with four things, if the Lord will help me. Really just coming straight from this text, four different words. Things that we're going to have to do in our lives, so to speak, if we're going to be able to be used by God. Verse number 21 says, "If a man, therefore, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor." Now I'm going to use this, maybe I'm not referring necessarily to anything back in the previous part of Scripture, although this verse is, but I'm going to use this a little bit more generally, if you'll allow me to. That word purge simply means to cleanse out or to cleanse thoroughly. If you allow me to use it in this sense, every one of our vessels can get dirty. One of the easiest things, one of the biggest things that are going to dirty us is sin. And young person, God will never, ever, ever be able to use you when you keep sin in your life. I don't care how big or how small it is. It's exactly what Brother O'Malley was telling to us Thursday night. When your life looks like this to God, you're not holy. I'm actually more concerned about what's inside this cup than I am what's on the outside, honestly. And if the inside of this cup's dirty, I promise you one thing, I'm not about to drink out of this. If you want to be used by God, if you want your vessel to be ready at a moment's notice for when God says, "All right, now's the time, I've got a work for you to do," then you better keep the sin out of your life, because God can't use your vessel. God doesn't use unholy vessels. Yes, we all know God used a donkey. God uses things, but they're the exceptions, not the rule. And the New Testament is very clear. If you want to be used by God, you better be clean. Because if you're not clean, God can't use you. Brother O'Malley said, "Holiness is beautiful to God." Job, I'm going to pick on you. From the little bit we've talked, I know if I fill this up with water, you're not drinking that. Am I right with that? I'd be willing to say nobody here would. But what makes you think God wants to use your life when it looks the same way? Sin in your life looks the exact same way. If you want to be used by God, you better stay clean. You know what that means, young people? You better guard what you put in your vessel. Guard it with all your heart. You start dabbling in the wrong music. You start dabbling in any of the wrong things. You start listening to the wrong words. You start watching the wrong things. I promise you, your vessel will be dirtied. Don't think it won't affect you. You will be dirty and unusable by God. If you want to be used by God, you better stay clean. Stay pure. Stay holy. It's the only way God can really use you. I promise you, young person, God wants to use you. But I can promise you, as much as I might be thirsty, I'm not drinking out of this cup. That might break down if I hadn't had water in 2 weeks. But it don't break down with God. God's looking in every generation for somebody willing to sell out, for somebody that He can use, for somebody that He can set His power on, for somebody that He can fill with the Holy Spirit to reach the world in a generation. And most of the people that He comes across, I'm afraid, look something about like this. Preacher said it. I'm not trying to preach anybody else's message by any means, but the preacher said it. I can't even remember which one. It's not that we're full of sin, but we've kept small things. Those small things are just as deadly and just as damnable to our spiritual nature as the big sins. You harbor anything in your heart, you're never going to be used by God. God won't use a dirty vessel. Young people, stay clean. Secondly, I want to say stay set apart. The next word in here is, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. But notice this word, sanctified. Now, Ben, you might give the answer I actually want. I don't know. We'll see. What does sanctified mean? Thank you. Some people would say it means be holy. Maybe in a sense, but that's not the main sense of the word. It means set apart, exactly what he said. Set apart to something. Set apart to God. Begin thinking about this set apartness to God. And see, we major on, oh, we've got to be separate from the world. And yes, you should. But you can't just be separated from the world. You've got to be separated unto God. But it carries almost another idea with it that I think we sometimes miss. Sanctified means set apart for a sacred purpose. If you allow me to put my own word in here, not redefining Scripture by one in any way, but it needs to be reserved for God's use alone. If you want to be used by God, keep your vessel clean and reserve it for God. Young people, don't let the world use your vessel. You start getting in the things of the world. And look, I know we have to work jobs, but we're in the world. We are not of it. And you start involving yourself in the pleasures that this world has to offer. And I'm talking about sometimes good things. Okay, I'm not talking about things that are just sin. But you start involving yourself in things of the world, whether you mean to or not, you're going to start filling up your cup with something. It might not be exactly dirty, but you're filling your cup up with something. And no longer are you set apart wholly for God's use, but rather you're being used for something else. You know, you can give up so much time of a day and of a week and of a year and of your lifetime that you can't ever be used by God. Why? Because you're filled with something else that's consuming you. God can't use somebody that's got another purpose for their life. Young people, I'm not against careers. I think you probably should have some sort of goal while in life, while you're waiting on God's clear direction for your will. But even those careers, even the jobs you do, I think God should have a say in it, to be honest with you. I think God will direct you to where He wants you to work. And I think the Bible is very clear about some places we probably shouldn't work simply because it would keep us from God. But even with that, all life is meant for use by God. I have to work to support my family. And that's a Bible principle. But I don't have to let my work consume me. And when I begin pulling 80 and 90 and 100 hours a week, guess what I can't do? I can't serve God like He intends for me. I'm not trying to be mean or ugly, but if you want to be sanctified, if you truly want to be set apart for God, it goes a lot farther than just what you're staying out of. It means you set aside your heart and your life and say, God, this is yours and I want you to use it. And aside from what I absolutely have to do, the rest of it is yours. Do whatever you want. If you want me to call, if you want to take me to be a missionary, tell you what, I'll get rid of my job and I'll go be a missionary across the world if that is what you want. It's a place of surrender. Are you willing to offer God your cup, a clean cup, a clean slate, and say, you know what? I know I had all these ideas and goals and things that I wanted to do, but God, if that's not what You wanted me to be, if that's not what You want me to do, then You just tell me, and You've got my cup. You've got my vessel. And I'll say, yes, sir, and I'll do it. You've got to stay set apart, young people. You start getting involved in all the pleasures and all the fun things that this world has to offer. And there are the things that are physically fun. But it don't take long at all and your time is gone. It don't take long at all and your money is gone. What if God wanted you to spend some extra time with Him in prayer? Most of us are so scheduled, we don't have time for God to pray. What if God wanted to take $100 that was in your billfold to use it for a missionary that comes by? Oh, God, I use that for such and such activity. It's not there no more. You see what I mean? If we don't learn to keep ourselves set apart, holy for God's use, we are hindering what God could really be doing in our lives. And all of a sudden, rather than God being able to use us to our fullest potential, He's left with a cup that's got things in it. He's not going to fill that. Let's say it was just, let me put it this way. Let's say this was half filled with water and I want sweet tea. I am not pouring, not intentionally, pouring that sweet tea in that water. It'll make it one of the nastiest concoctions you can find out there. Nobody likes watered down sweet tea, and if you do, you're a weirdo. What I'm trying to say is that if you fill your life with everything else, how can God fill your cup? If you've got even just a little bit filled up and say, God, that's my time. God, that's my money. God, those are my things. You can't have that, but the rest of it you can have. God can't fill you. God won't fill you. God can't use you like He wants. Yeah, you can come to church. Yes, you can maybe sing in the choir. But when it comes to truly doing the work of God, you're too busy. How often do we hear, how often do we have to give the excuse to pastor when he asks us to do something? I've just got too much on my plate. Pastor, I might can do it, you know, a couple weeks down, but I don't have no time from here and there. May I ask you, what are you setting yourself apart to? I know we've got to work a job. I know that. I'm not being ridiculous. I'm being biblical. If you want to be used by God, keep yourself set apart so that God can use you. If you don't, fill up your cup with whatever you want. He's not going to use you. He can't. Some of us might need to get back to an old-fashioned altar and empty ourselves of whatever is in our life, keeping us from God. And you know if there's things. And they come up so quickly, so easily. I can't tell you how many times, Pastor, I have intended to be like this. And before I know it, I'm filling my life with other things. Just enough to where God can't use me like He wanted. I'm just busy enough I don't have time for that activity or that thing God wanted me to do. Young people, if you're going to be used by God, first of all, you better stay clean. Secondly, you better stay set apart. Keep your cup empty. Keep it reserved for God alone. Thirdly, you need to stay willing. He says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. That word meet means suitable, proper, qualified, or we could say usable. If I keep myself clean, and keep myself set apart, I'm doing good. But if I don't make myself accessible, God still can't use me. We ought to be ready to be used. If I say, God, here's all my time, you can use it for this activity, but not for that activity, I've now put restrictions on what can be used in my vessel. Some of you may be clean from sin. Some of you may be set apart from sin, but you're putting limitations on what God can do with your vessel. God might be knocking at your heart's door saying, I want you to be a preacher, and you're saying, God, anything, but not that. You've put a restriction on what God wants to do in your life. You don't get to choose. You only can be obedient. God might be saying, I want you to sing for church. I want you to get together with your family or a couple friends, and I want you to sing. You say, God, I'll do anything behind the scenes, but I won't do that. Trying to stress the point, you start to put restrictions on what God can do with your cup, God won't use you. God wants somebody that is clean, somebody that is set apart, somebody that's empty. And God wants somebody that's saying, here, Lord, here's my life, here's my hopes, and here's my dreams. Here are my goals. God, you do with it what you want. If you let me pursue the dreams that I have, praise the Lord. But if my dreams don't match your dreams, then change my dreams, God. God can't use a restricted vessel. God wants you. And if God gets you, He gets everything else. You've got to stay willing, young people. We say, when we ask you to be surrendered to God, that means everything. It don't just mean just one little piece. It means I'm willing to give God everything. My goals, my career, whatever it is, my college, if it takes that. And I'm not throwing off on any of those things. And if you think I'm saying that, you misunderstood me. But what I'm saying is God ought to get it all. And God ought to get first choice. And God ought to be able to fill this whenever He wants, however He wants, wherever He wants, and use you in whatever way He wants, and you shouldn't have a problem with it if you're truly surrendered. Lastly, He says, lastly, and prepared unto every good work. Stay ready. Be faithful. You know, some of us, maybe at some point in our past, have prepared our vessel to be used by God. And we've set it aside to be used by God. And we were surrendered at this point in our life. But as life happened, and God didn't want to use us right away, before long we ended up like this. It wasn't intentional, but it happened. Young people, you've got to fight to keep your life like this. Because it don't take no time at all, and you're filled with things that hinder God's working. If you want to be filled with the Spirit of God, and that is the only way we're going to have any work accomplished in this generation, is if we truly get the touch of God on our lives. And if you're not willing to get the touch of God in your life, you may as well sit down and quit, because you're not helping nobody. And that sounds as mean as all get out, and I don't mean it that way. But if God's going to do something in this generation, and I believe God wants to do something out of each and every person sitting here this evening, God does not let you here just to sit on a church bench and warm it up. God's got a purpose for you, a purpose to play out. And all God wants is you to say, God, here's my vessel. Use it however you choose and keep it that way. We'd all do good if we'd finally get to a place where we could actually see what's in our cup. Just come back down to an old-fashioned altar and empty it all out again. Say, God, I didn't mean to get full. Here, Lord, it's yours. Do you want to be a vessel that honors God? That's how. Every now and then we got to come to an altar and purge ourselves of some things. Every now and then we got to be put back in the dishwasher and cleaned up a bit. But I want to be somebody God can use. And if you want to be somebody God can use, that is the only way He can ever use you. Stay clean. Stay set apart. Stay willing. And stay ready. You could all stand, bow your heads, please. The piano player would come. I don't have anything else to say, but if God's dealt with your heart, the altar's open.